BBC, Holby City, starring Harry Dillon as Michael, Bob Barrett as Sasha, James Anderson as Oliver, and Chizzy Akadolu as Mo. Previously...
Isn't there another ward I could go to?
Michael, what are you doing?
Job. Each one of these patients has suffered at the hands of this ridiculous referral scheme.
That is simply not true.
All right, Richie, you're on the move.
I wouldn't want you to miss your auntie's birthday any more than I'd miss my brother's do.
So, apparently, I need your permission before I dump my patient 50 miles up the road.
Oh. You can't let him die in the back of this van.
I want you to phone up the hospital. Tell them to get a crash team ready.
There's been a complication with Michael Spencer's patient.
Get up! Come on, let's take a look.
Almost like a real person.
I'm Sticking With You by Dana Fanaru. Two porters wheel a bagged body into the mortuary on a trolley. They leave it there and go. Michael, who's leaning up against a wall with his arms folded, stands gazing at the body bag.
Oh, I thought you might be here.
Sasha's come in.
I suppose the post-mortem will shed a light on quite a few things.
Will it?
Michael, this wasn't your fault.
Yeah, you're damn right it wasn't.
Oliver to Mo.
Right, ED treated her for hypothermia and dehydration, but detected arrhythmia and a heart murmur.
So, no ID. Did we speak to the police?
Drawn a blank so far. Tried calling the last few numbers dialed on her phone, but got nowhere.
Sorry, you got my message?
Yeah, I've got a chest strain. I'll leave you to it, yeah?
Flat tire.
It's a pain.
So what have we got?
Jane Doe, found unconscious by the allotments outside farming. Probably more than, what, 16?
Well, that is the age for it.
Well, she doesn't smell of booze, and there's no sign of any track marks, but I'm still waiting on tox. Let's get FBCs, use an EEG, an echo, and a head CT. See if you can get anywhere with next of kin. No Joyce so far.
So, survived it then.
What's that?
The Barbie, your brother's thing.
Of course I did. Big girl, me. How about you? Was it good?
Yeah, she was made up, my auntie. Shock nearly killed her, though. Bit too old for surprises.
Brilliant.
All right. Best get on with these, then.
So you're suspending the non-referral policy?
I've little choice in the circumstances.
But you're not suspending Mr. Spence?
Not yet, no.
So the fact that he is a loose cannon with a checkered history who defies policy and bullies his colleagues and is ultimately responsible for the death of a patient.
And you're asserting all the above on what grounds? There is a right way of doing this, an internal investigation. I'd like to see incident reports from all relevant members of staff by the end of play. Let's establish precisely what happened before we bring out the firing squad.
Brain scan's clear, tox is totally clear, as is her urine.
Is that the girl with no name?
So the arrhythmia must be due to some sort of infection. You got hold of anyone yet?
Get this. Last number on her phone called her dad. 15 times. Nice. I left a message.
Ooh, the plot thickens. Infective endocarditis?
Thanks, I'm on it. Start her on IV antibiotics and chase up the echo. Now would be just fab.
Johnny goes.
Must have been one hell of a party, his auntie's. Still in second gear.
Who?
Johnny. So how was your weekend?
Wild, all that bender with the gals.
Really?
No. While you two were downing punch and counting cousins, I was booked into a 5-star boutique hotel. Spa, flat screen telly, Egyptian linen, breakfast in bed. All with my favourite person, me.
She's waking up.
So, Jessica, anything like this occurred before? Was anyone with you, a friend, boyfriend? See, you just blacked out.
BP 90 over 62, SATs 92, temperature 37.8.
So you said you got hold of my dad?
Yeah, it's just going straight to voicemail. Is there anywhere else he might be? Work?
No, he works from home. You could try the house number.
Is there anyone else we can call? Your mum?
No, she passed away last year. Just me and him.
Okay, I'll give this a try.
My necklace, where's my necklace?
Well, it's probably taken off when you were admitted. It's okay, I'll look.
It's a necklace with the ring.
Yeah, that looks like it. Would you like some help?
Yeah.
That's pretty. Is it your mum's?
Engagement ring.
Oh, it's nice.
Look, I have to go. I need to be at school.
Steady on. I can't let you do that. Look. Jessica, listen. Your echo and your blood results indicate that you have an infection in your heart. That's treatable, but it's not common. Not for someone your age. I'm afraid you have to stay here for the moment.
But...
No buts. You'll be gone 5 minutes and then back here in an ambulance. Is this about your dad? We'll track him down. I promise.
So they'll do the post-mortem and then what? You'd think the bins would be out on his ass, but his type of microbe tends to be super resistant.
Well, something's shifting anyways. They've suspended the non-referral scheme.
What? Let me read that.
We've got 2 referrals from the ED, blood's about for bed 5, and Mr. Gorman in bed 6 needs urgent CT scan.
Hey, this is good. This is the beginning of the end.
Leave me out of it, Michael. I just want to do my job.
Eddie, we did nothing wrong. You know that, don't you?
Can you please take a look at her? We've got an ED overspill.
Orla, what are you doing here? We go way back. Hey, what's up? You in pain? Since when?
A while. GP put me in ultrasound in a couple of weeks, but it's just got worse.
So why didn't you call me? Hang on, I'll get your notes. Orla's notes. Look who's here.
Brilliant.
So, it's dead in the water, huh?
Excuse me?
Your non-referral scheme. It's a shame it took a person in a body bag. A real nice person, remember?
Yes. And a grave error of judgment by a physician who should have known better. Right. Incident reports. Mr. Hansen wants them back by the end of the day.
Might have been way before then.
Oh, I look forward to it. As you were.
Serena.
So the non-transfer policy is on hold pending a full investigation into Friday's events. Now, I know that an unexpected death is always upsetting, but I would just like to say how very impressed I am with the way you've all handled this. You've stuck to the system, you tried to make it work. As far as I'm concerned, we have done nothing wrong. So really, well done.
Right, let's get on with what we're here for, shall we?
Yep, fun and games.
Well, that's good. We can transfer again. No, isn't it? Sorry, I don't get it.
Guess who's going to end up with the overspill? And under the magnifying glass.
Who? Oh.
Us. Got there in the end.
Chrissy, you'll need to fill out one of these Richie Mooney incident reports by the end of the day, please.
Oh, but he wasn't my patient.
There's nothing to worry about. It's your version of events. We've all got to do one. Thank you.
Yeek! I'm glad I don't have to do one. I hate all that times and numbers and what happened before what. And I wouldn't want to relive it all. I mean, I'd start thinking, oh, maybe if I did this or what if I'd have done that.
Now, can you do the pharmacy list for me, please?
I can't believe you hung around all day and then just... Sorry. Sorry, I didn't... You're probably still cut up about it.
I'm fine. Now, let's do what Miss Campbell said. We've got a lot of work to do. Let's get on with it.
Mo finishes a phone call.
Can you just email it?
An infection in her heart. She was fine when she left.
Still waiting on some tests. This is Mr. Fangar. This is David, Jessica's father.
Look, she was fine when she left for school this morning.
She didn't leave for school. She was found by the allotment in the early hours.
The allotment?
Dad!
I'm sure I heard the door go this morning.
I tried to call you.
How serious is it?
It's okay. It's just antibiotics.
We'll be back in a bit.
Well, talk about a glittering career in MI5. There's something going on, but we'll pretend there isn't.
Well, you should know.
Excuse me? Don't be shy. Go on. What was that?
All right, then. You and Naylor. This weekend? I know. I saw the text on your phone last week.
Right, okay.
Okay. Look, I thought I was your mate, not your mum that you have to go around lying to.
Chill out, will you?
Me? I'm not the one who invented some surprise party for an auntie just so I could get my leg over. Talk about a cliche.
Look, don't go over the top. I am sorry I lied to you, all right? But
It's early days, and we just wanted to keep it under wraps.
Well, thanks for the vote of confidence.
We just want to be able to...
That's sweet.
She, Jessica, she can't breathe very well.
Ultrasound now.
Nurse. Nurse. Is it always like this in here?
That's how I like it.
Oh.
Yeah? Mm. It's pretty tender there. Oh. This has been going on for a while. Can't believe you didn't call me.
We haven't been in touch for a while.
Michael, can you look at these? They're urgent.
Yeah. Keller, Keller, and Keller. Well, they can't stay down here forever, and we are allowed to do our job now.
Well, that's gonna go down like a lead balloon.
Tough. They got a problem with it, they can come see me. Oh, let's run some IV fluids, BP cuff, pulse oximeter, FBCs, eugenies, full bloods, and urine output. Oh, and let's book an ultrasound. Urgently.
Okay.
Michael, I can come back. I'm at the death door.
No way. Are you kidding me? In fact, I'm gonna chase that ultrasound myself.
Right. I'm afraid the infection has caused a leak in your heart. We call it mitral regurgitation. You'll need an operation to repair it.
Operation? Can't you prescribe something?
Sometimes, yes, but this leak is a bit too serious. What we need to do is fit you with a new valve, and then you'll be as good as new.
How soon?
Soon as. It's a very straightforward procedure. I've done it hundreds of times.
And during the operation, will you have to give me blood?
We will have your blood type on standby, should you...
No. Yes. That's the point.
I can't take blood. We're witnesses. Jehovah's Witnesses.
Michael.
Okay, I will be as quick as I can.
Hey, take as long as you want. I've been here before, once or twice. Anyway, am I getting the presidential treatment just because you fancy me, or are you trying to make a point?
Well, I think that that's obvious. It's because I fancy you.
What's going on? I presume it's all to do with that jumped-up little twerp who waltzed in here earlier.
Love it when you talk dirty.
Now, come on. And don't bother with the official version. Bob told me everything.
Hey, I only called him to let off some steam, not to enlist your legal counsel.
Nonetheless, it's my job, and I'm good at it. Plus, losing a patient... It leaves a dent.
Well, I thank you for the offer, but it is all under control.
An ultrasound image.
See anything?
There are too many adhesions blocking the view.
Yep. Endometrial and surgical. They block the IVF, too.
Bob told me what happened in Brazil. How it all fell through in the last minute. Very sorry about that.
You know, they tell you to expect it. It's hard when you learn their names and see photos and then it doesn't work out. I guess some things are just not meant to happen.
Michael draws a curtain back.
Oh. You okay? Yeah, we're gonna sort this out. I'm gonna get your blood test results. You hang in there.
Okay.
Mo's on the telephone.
Yeah, Ms. Afanga. She knows me well. Well, as soon as today, if possible. 16-year-old girl? Yeah, that's right. Thank you.
Miss Jessica?
Yep, I'm transferring her.
Why?
Because in my opinion, she'd be better off somewhere else.
Where are you going?
Clear it with your girlfriend, if that's okay with you.
Mind if I join you?
Of course not, I've got nothing to hide.
Can you call intermediary care? She should have been gone ages ago. Do not let them muck you about.
No. That's so brave.
No, I don't know. It's just what we do.
Don't tell me. AAU.
Oh, Sam McKenzie, 22, fell from 50 feet. Broken ribs, fractured wrist, and really nasty lacerations.
All right, let's get him into Bay 4.
Sam's a fireman. Get it? He's a fireman. Fireman Sam. Doesn't Daniel watch Fireman Sam? I love Fireman Sam.
Daniel is 2. What's your excuse? Right, this cut looks like it's going to need to be debrided in theatre, so you might have to wait a bit.
Oh, no worries. I'm pumped full of morphine as it is.
Oh, noisy, isn't it? Right, let's do this, shall we? It's better. Right, I'll be right back.
30-minute obs, please.
Oh, he's lovely. Isn't he lovely?
Yes, he's lovely.
You know, he found rescue in someone.
Really?
What, you mean he didn't jump off a building for no reason?
Why would he?
I give up. Right, 30-minute obs, keep on top of his fluid and his pain relief. Hello? We do have other patients.
Sorry, of course, sorry.
To Jag.
Anyway, we don't have all the up-to-date equipment for our blood lists.
Well, I can sort out a cell saver machine.
Yeah, but not in time.
Yes, in time.
Do we really want to take a chance on a high-risk, high-profile, highly specialised case after last week's debacle on AAU? I don't even see why we should go there when I'm sure Kate Morgan at St John's will take her. It's her thing. Obviously, it's your call, but just for the record, I'm uncomfortable with doing bloodless.
Fine, whatever.
Jack walks off.
Wow. Swift and decisive.
I'm doing what's best for Jessica, believe it or not.
The girl's not a parcel. You should at least talk her through her options. Yes, the image is very unclear. Mm-hmm.
She's in a lot of pain, the bloods don't add up, so I want you to take a look.
Okay.
Orla, this is Sasha Levy, surgeon extraordinaire.
Two of you. I'm honored.
May I?
Yeah.
They topped up your pain relief?
Yeah. Any more, I'll be seeing rabbits.
Okay, so I think we have two options. It's either a bowel obstruction or, more likely, appendicitis.
So, laparoscopy.
That's exactly what I was thinking. And a referral to Keller.
Do you want a second signature?
Yes, sir.
Well, I'm glad to be of help.
Well, that's that, then. I'm going to arrange for a theater slot. Do you want me to call Bob for you?
No, I'll do that.
It's a nice move. Don't you think you should be keeping a little bit of a low profile?
Did I come up with a scheme that cost a patient's life?
Fair enough. I just hope you know what you're doing. Because this type of thing can blow up in your face.
So, I have to go to London. Can't you do it here?
We could, traditionally.
No, I don't want that.
OK. St John's has specialist equipment and Mrs Morgan is an expert in the field.
But what do they have that you don't?
It's called a cell saver machine. It basically collects any blood you lose during the operation, holds it, filters it, and then reinfuses it back into you. You do understand the difference, the risks. If you have a bleeding surgery, circulating your own blood may not be as effective.
Effective?
At making up for the blood you're losing at the rate you're losing it.
You mean at keeping me alive?
Yeah.
Jessica.
Yes. I understand. I do.
Okay. We'll put the wheels in motion.
Johnny speaks to Mo in a corridor.
Okay, what's going on?
What do you mean?
You know I could have got you that machine and you never even gave me a chance. Look, I know it's risky, but so's moving her.
Not on the same scale.
Not like you to duck a challenge?
Well, mate, you don't know me as well as you think you do.
You don't approve, do you? Because they're Jovies? I mean, that's what this is about, so why don't you say so?
Look, do I like the idea of letting someone bleed to death rather than have a simple blood transfusion? No. It kind of goes against everything we've ever been taught. But that's not what this is...
But you're not being judgmental or anything, no. Never had you down for one of those.
One of those?
Liberal fanatic, everything black and white.
You're trying to make yourself feel better, are you?
What for?
Lying to me.
Move on already. You make it seem like I've committed third-degree murder.
You know what? We've already wasted enough air on this. Just book an ambulance.
Sure, whatever. I mean, you're obviously right.
Michael to Chrissy.
I don't know what you mean. Eddie, let me know when they come back with the slot.
Of course you do. You've been referring to Keller like crazy. In the last hour alone, possible splenectomy, suspected strangulated hernia, now suspected appendicitis. Michael, we don't have the beds.
Well, I can't send them packing. We don't do that anymore.
What happened on Friday didn't just happen to you. We've all got to live with it.
Yeah, that's the point.
This isn't helping. We're all suffering. We've all got to fill the reports in.
Well, I suggest you write it as it is, because I'm going to make it very plain and simple, and there will be no doubt as to what happened and why.
Good for you. Just don't take it out on the rest of us.
Mr. Spence? A word?
For you? Anytime.
Kate Morgan is well known for blood conservation techniques. She's the best.
Thank you.
I know this is difficult.
Jessica?
Hang on, stop.
What is it?
Oxygen levels are dropping.
Jessica?
Right, she's crashing. We need to get her back. Get the crash team, now.
Sam's calling out in his sleep.
Come here. Good girl. No. No.
Are you okay?
Yeah. Yeah, I must have nodded off. I
thought you had a bad dream. You sounded upset.
Oh, no, I'm fine.
Chantelle, a word, please.
I'll be right back.
I don't know if I've made myself clear, but the overload is killing us. We don't have time for you to be chatting up patients.
I wasn't. I think he's in a lot of pain, much more than he's saying. Maybe we should get Serena to look at him.
Let me see.
Chrissy puts her hand to Sam's head.
Yeah, he does have a fever. It could be sepsis. Get Serena. She needs to take him in now.
Charging to 160. Clear.
Oh, my.
Push 1 mil of adrenaline. Charging again. And clear. Back in sinus. She's back with us.
I'm sorry. I need to get some air.
Ollie, get a TOE.
What? Is this...?
Yes, Jessica Whitten was going to St. John's for a bladder mitral valve repair, but she's just crashed, so she's not going anywhere.
OK.
We need a TOE and a theatre slot.
OK, just give us a chance. Where's Johnny? Isn't he supposed to...?
Change of plan. He's in theatre with Jack.
Right. Great.
Jessica, how are you feeling?
Where's my dad?
It's just rumour has it that you're going off-piste and sending the world and his wife to Keller.
What do you want, Binns?
Think about what you're doing. It won't do you any favours.
Ah, you're thinking of me.
You are a good surgeon.
Thank you.
You are of value to this hospital, and I've never pretended otherwise.
Let me stop you right there. I have nothing to say to you, George. It'll all be in my report.
And you're so confident you won't be a lone voice?
Absolutely. Everybody knows that that scheme was a disaster waiting to happen.
Everyone also knows that you could have transferred Richie Mooney at the top of the day, but you decided against it. That you forced him on other wards. That you coerced a nurse to help you ferry him in what can only be described...
I was trying to save his life.
Well, that may be your take on it, but other people may see it differently. That appendectomy... The patient's a friend of yours, isn't she? People talk, you see. They are not impressed that you're rushing a mate through.
I'm scared, George.
Have it your way. But don't assume everyone here will back you up. It's time you stopped believing your own hype.
Jessica breathes sharply into a device Mo's holding to her mouth. Mo then checks a reading on the device.
So this
transesophageal echo. We put a camera down your throat so we can get a close look at your heart. It's done under local anaesthetic, so it's not too horrible. And it'll give us a better idea of where to go from here. Look, your dad will be back soon, I'm sure. I think he just had a bit of a shock. Probably needed a minute. You're really worried about him, aren't you?
It's just... Since Mum died, I don't think he can... He started drinking. He thinks I don't know, but I do. Mum had an allotment. That's where he goes. He usually comes back around 11, but... last night he didn't, and I got so worried. He was okay to begin with. People around us were... so great. That's how it is in the congregation. Everyone rallies round. And then...
Everyone goes back to their own lives?
She said I have to look after him. That men are much weaker than women.
That's a heavy weight to carry.
I'll be okay. It's just... Dad... Sometimes I think... He's afraid that if he gets over her... It means that he never really loved her, you know?
Right, 30-minute obs, keep the IV antibiotics and 5 mil of morphine. I'm going to have to leave you. I've got a strangulated hernia waiting.
We appreciate this.
Yeah, and next time I would really appreciate seeing the patient before you present me with a fait accompli.
Well, I didn't want to take any chances today.
Okay, fair enough.
Oh, joy. What do you want, Michael? I haven't written it yet.
I want to know where you stand.
In the middle of a war zone, evidently.
I'm not kidding, Serena.
Ultimately, this is an AAU issue, and you are the head of AAU.
Don't pass the buck. You signed his transfer.
Yes, in good faith, and I never ever dreamt that you're trying to deliver him in the back of a van.
I had no other choice.
Well, that's for you to think about.
Serena, non-referral doesn't work. You know that, I know you know that, and we both know that you were influenced to support it, so get real.
No, you get real. This is a multidisciplinary hospital, Michael. There's no such thing as a perfect system. In the real world, we make real compromises and then try and live with them.
I really, really appreciate it, Professor Hope. Yeah, if they agree, I'll send a courier. I so owe you one. Thanks.
Mo sees Jessica's father up ahead.
Mr. Whitten, just coming to look for you.
I was going to. I had to make some calls.
Don't get me wrong. I'm sorry for your loss. But you're the adult and she's the child. You've lost your wife, but she's lost her mother. And she's ill, scared, on her own, and facing the prospect of a major operation. Now, I'm sorry to be blunt, but you need to man up. Excuse me.
A long cable's being pulled from Jessica's mouth.
Oh, I finished. Well done.
Mo enters the room.
Sore?
Just a bit.
Right, let's take a look. Okay.
That okay didn't sound too good.
Hey. It'll be fine.
Jessica's dad, David, takes her hand and holds it comfortingly.
Right, your mitral valve is infected. We have to replace it and it can't wait.
I'm not well enough to go to London, am I? You think this is mad, don't you?
What?
The whole blood thing. Insisting on it like that. You don't get it.
It's not my place to say.
Anyone shedding man's blood, by man will his own blood be shed. For in God's image he made man. I'm not a witness because my mum and dad said I have to be. I believe it. And it means I'm not alone. I won't change my mind.
Chrissy to Sam.
You still look a bit pale and sweaty.
Look, I'm sure it's nothing. When can I get out of here?
Not just yet, I'm afraid. His BP's up and his heart rate. And what's this? This rash. Have you had this before?
Never seen it.
You allergic to anything?
No.
Is there anything you want to tell us?
Can I have FBCs, U's and E's, LFTs and glucose and abdominal ultrasound, please?
What?
You heard. I'm not taking any chances.
But he's already had all of those.
So they've obviously missed something, which we're not going to do.
Mo's on the phone.
Kate, I cannot thank you enough. Yep, we'll consent and prep her and she'll be ready and waiting for you. Brilliant, thanks, Kate.
Well, here it is. Professor Hope has ways and means.
He truly is the main man. Mr. Whitten.
Is that it? So she's totally dependent on that thing?
Yes.
What's going on with...
Sorry, I didn't realize you were...
It's okay. I was just leaving.
David goes.
I heard. So it's going ahead here?
It is.
And presumably you'll be doing the honours?
No, I'm not.
Johnny follows Mo along a corridor.
Still digging your heels in then?
Look, get off my back, yeah? Kate Morgan's on her way, all right?
So? You could take her in now, help her, but you'd rather drag a consultant from London. On a point of principle?
That's exactly what I'm going to do, because that's the type of person I am, right?
Well, why then? What is the great overwhelming reason that you won't pull your finger out?
Because the last time I did it, my patient died. Is that good enough reason for you?
I don't get it. We lose people all the time.
Yeah, but this one was down to me. We were understaffed and I pushed for it. It was my fault.
I had no idea.
Something else you didn't know about me.
So, guess what? There are no slots for electives at the moment. We have to wait.
Campbell's fighting back, huh? I mean, can you believe it? She's calling it an AAU issue. She's just trying to wash her hands of the whole thing. I mean, it's... What?
What? What do you want me to say?
You think this is right?
I think we could have handled it better.
Okay. I get it. Someone's got to take the hit.
That's not what I meant.
That's fine.
My
it's all right.
Not what
it's all right.
I meant.
Orla.
Hey.
Hey. We're backed up in theater, so it's going to be a little bit of a wait. Bob's on his way?
Yeah. Yeah, he had to pick some stuff up.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm all right.
Things getting out of hand?
They're just trying to screw me over.
I meant what I said. Let me help. Michael, we've been here before. You thought you'd never lift the plastics down.
Yeah, I know. Are you big time for that?
You certainly do.
You just need to rest right now.
Why didn't you get me all the paperwork you have? I can go over it. Michael, now. Shift.
All right, I'm shifting.
Suddenly experiencing intense pain, Orla clutches at her side.
Eddie? All right. Okay, we're not gonna do the laparoscopy. We don't have time. We're gonna do an open procedure, prep theater.
David's looking tense as he watches his daughter sign a consent form. Jack comes to stand next to Johnny as Jessica hands the form to Mo.
I wish... Could you not do it?
I'm sorry. Lost a bit of her mojo today, the effervescent Miss Afanga.
Go on, spit it out.
Oh, it's nothing. She found out about the weekend thing, she's not very pleased.
I'm not sure how to get over it.
5 milligrams of diazepam.
No. BP dropping.
Jessica.
82.
Jessica, can you hear me? What the hell happened?
Oh, she crashed. We need to get her in now.
But Morgan's on her way.
I don't care if she's being beamed over. We're not taking a chance just because you've lost your mojo today. You're a surgeon. We have a theatre ready and waiting. You're taking her in and you're doing it now.
Everyone's just protecting their own interests. Divide and rule. Binns is getting exactly what he wanted.
Well, it's human nature, I'm afraid. Everyone wants to keep their jobs.
Right. Okay, appendix is clear. The bowel seems fine. Wait a minute. Ovarian torsion, right-hand side, blood supply's cut off.
Paige, gynecology, please.
Did you not request a gynae consult when she was on the ward?
Well, there's no point now, is there? This ovary needs to come out. Strangulated and necrotic. We don't got time to wait for gynae. Scissors, please.
You know, you haven't asked us to call anyone.
Yeah, I don't want anyone here.
I could call a friend, maybe from the station.
No, it's fine, honestly.
It's just, if there's anything you need or anything you want to talk through...
Look, I just said it's fine. I just said, didn't I?
What's going on? Something wrong?
Nothing.
No, it's fine. Everything's fine.
Chrissy steps aside with Chantel.
What are you doing?
Nothing. You know, I think there's something bothering him. When I asked him before if there's anything...
That's it, OK? Just go and chase up that scan for me, please.
But I just think maybe we don't need to run all these tests.
Is that your expert opinion?
It's just a feeling.
A feeling?
Don't look at me like that. I'm not simple.
Really, I have had enough drama for today.
Well... Maybe you need to think about how you speak to people.
Excuse me?
Because you've been looking down your nose all day at me today, and frankly, I don't think I should take it anymore.
Take what? Running a happy ship?
Serena's overheard.
I've never seen such tense situations.
Yeah, but we're finally getting somewhere.
Right. What the?
What?
Hang on. Did you not test for pregnancy?
Why would I? She's 47, perimenopausal, long history of infertility and failed IVF treatments. Come on.
Well, you should have.
Michael feels inside Orla's belly.
You were kidding me.
No. The uterus is large and soft and very vascular.
No way.
Yes way. I'd say she's about 12 weeks gone.
Mo's removing Jessica's necklace.
Will you keep it safe for me?
She nods.
I'm not scared, you know. I know she's looking over me. See, I could have fallen away. But I've not abandoned the straight path. Like she said. And now she's with me.
Yeah.
An anesthetic's administered.
You promise? No bloods.
No bloods.
Jessica nods. Then the anesthetic takes effect and she goes under. In theatre.
Nice work.
To our proline.
You pull it off every time, you.
Knock it off. Thought it was appendicitis.
Yeah, but you knew she had to come in.
Yeah.
If you hadn't, she wouldn't have made it till tomorrow. As for the baby, let's not even go there.
Where is this going, Levy?
I just don't want you to throw your career away like this, you know. Such a tragic waste. Mm.
So I should keep my head down, play the game like everyone else.
Yeah. Game is rigged anyway. I say, don't play at all.
Yeah, but what about the game behind the game?
Michael, we're here for one reason, and one reason only. We're surgeons, we're not politicians. Let's just do what we're good at.
David to Johnny.
My wife, she came in for a checkup, you know. And that was it. Just one checkup. And it was all over. I mean, it took a few months, but no amount of blood could have saved her. No amount of anything. She'd hate what's happened to me. It's my fault that Jessica is in there. No one else's.
I'm sure that's not the case.
Thought of it on her own. Lying on some cold pavement.
No, really isn't the time.
She was looking for me.
David stands up and goes to look at a doorway.
What if something happens in there? What if she needs blood? Things go wrong.
She'll be fine. And Miss Afanga is an excellent surgeon.
A surgeon who never wanted to do this operation? No, this is wrong. No, you tell her. You tell her that I want to give Jessica blood.
I can't. Jessica's given her consent. It's what she wants.
Then I'll tell her.
I'm not going to let you in there, Mr. Whitten.
You just get out of my way. I know my rights.
Diathermy, please.
Oliver hands the cutting instrument to Mo, and she holds it over Jessica's chest. Mo hesitates for a moment, then prepares to make an incision.
We have a problem.
What?
Her father wants you to use blood.
But she doesn't want it.
Well, he's had a change of heart, and now he's threatening legal action.
Well, tell him it's too late.
I have. He's on his way to Naylor's office now.
Oh, this isn't happening. Keep her under. I'll be right back.
A preoccupied Michael's playing with a ball as he sits at his desk in the consultant's office. Putting the ball aside, he begins tapping at his computer keyboard. He's writing, "I would have to conclude that it's unlikely the unfortunate death of Richie Mooney was down to any systemic failure at Holby City Hospital." Looking torn for a moment, Michael leans back in his chair. Then he presses a key to print out his report. Jack to Johnny and Mo.
Last thing we need right now is another body bag and a front page spread.
What about what she wants?
I thought you didn't want to do this operation, that you didn't feel comfortable.
Exactly. You were the one going on about the risks.
Yeah, but we've started now. I can do this. I know I can.
I don't want to take the risk. Are you hearing me?
But I promised Jessica. This is important to her.
What does she know? She's a child. I'm her father.
A bit late for that now, isn't it?
Excuse me?
More.
Unbelievable. Who do you think you are? Does my daughter stand a better chance of survival with or without the transfusion?
There's a possibility that it might improve if transfusion was an option.
She will hate you if you do this to her.
But she'll be alive. I'll take that chance. She's 60. She's still a minor. I can get a court order, and you will be in so much trouble. All of you.
Jack looks at Mo.
Ditch the cell saver machine. As of now, you're not doing a bloodless.
Michael approaches Hansen's office door and stands there looking down at the envelope in his hand. He hesitates for a moment, then slips the envelope beneath the door. He checks his pager. Mo's been scrubbing up, preparing to operate on Jessica, when Johnny enters with bags of blood. He puts them down and steps over to her.
Look, what exactly have I missed? What's with the U-turn? What are you trying to prove?
I'm not trying to prove anything.
You could have fooled me.
Is this really what you think of me?
I don't know what to think anymore. I don't know what's happening with you today.
What's happening with me? What's happening with you?
Yes, I know. I know, I lied to you, but you have to tell me what's going on. No, please.
The only thing that's kept this girl going is her faith. She's totally on her own in this. And I know what that feels like.
You're not on your own. I'm here.
I gave her my word, Johnny. I can't let her down.
Michael's with Orla.
So no appendicitis?
No. Now, we had to remove one of your ovaries, but,
But what?
Well, this might come as a little bit of a shock. It certainly did to me. It's good news. You are pregnant. You're about 12 weeks. So, congratulations. I'm very happy for you.
What?
No, I don't know how you did it, but you have defied the science. I mean...
Oh.
Am I missing something here? I thought you'd be elated.
I just... I don't know what... I'm just a bit shocked. Sorry, I just feel like I've been hit by a two-ton truck.
Sure. Okay, you should get some rest. We'll talk later.
Mo and Johnny join Oliver in Darwin Theatre.
So I assume we're preparing for a blood transfusion now, yes?
We'll take care of that. You go on a break.
What?
I wouldn't want to get you in trouble.
Technically, you'd be an accessory.
I see.
Technically.
Right, I wasn't privy to any conversation that happened outside this room, so technically, you just came in here and got on with it. Didn't you?
Of course we did. Okay. Let's go.
Michael's on the phone.
Hey, Bob, it's Michael. Where are you? Birmingham. Didn't you get Orla's message?
Sam's looking across the ward at Chantel. He then speaks to Chrissy.
Do you think she's still upset with me?
She's never upset with anyone for very long. Well, I may be the exception.
Well, you've got so much on your plate here. It's probably quite stressful.
No more stressful than your job.
Well, I don't know. Maybe you get all sorts in here. It's all about saving lives, isn't it?
I suppose you...
Do you ever get used to it? I mean, if you don't... If you fail.
What happened today?
First time. First casualty. This rash, you see, it's when I get stressed. I'm sorry, I should have said, I know, but...
It's all right. You're embarrassed.
They train you for it, but... We all make mistakes. I suppose the thing is,
You can't shave everyone, can you?
Michael sees that Orla's no longer in her bed.
Eddie, where did Orla go?
Ops and Gynae.
Why?
She said she needed to discuss her options.
Chantel finishes a phone call.
Okay, thank you. Mrs. Battersea now has a bed in urology and Mr. Barnsby is on his way to the discharge bay.
Great. Thank you. And I'm sorry. I've been horrible to you today.
Oh, I wouldn't say that.
You were right. There was something going on with him. He lost someone on the job for the first time today.
Oh, poor guy.
And I think he's mortified about having a go at you.
Oh.
Maybe you could put his mind at rest.
Oh, yeah, of course.
In the theatre.
Right, nearly there.
Scissors, please. Thank you.
That's it.
Good to go?
Let's take her off bypass.
Mo stares down at the unconscious Jessica's face. She then looks across at Johnny.
She's bleeding.
One of the sutures gave way.
Start filtering quickly. It's too heavy, Krill.
Swabs, please.
Blood collects in the cell saver machine.
Come on, Jessica. Come on.
Michael finds Orla sitting in a wheelchair in the corridor outside the OBS and Gynae department.
I just spoke to Bob.
She looks caught out.
Suction and packs.
Platelets are low.
I can't see a thing. How are we doing?
BP's still down.
Oh, you're okay. You have to fix that suture again.
No. The machine's not working. It's not fast enough. I can't do it. Get Professor Hope.
Mo, look at the machine. Look at it. It's on top of it. It's not failing.
It's happening again, Johnny.
No, it isn't.
I'm going to lose her.
Just breathe.
Okay. What's that song you like?
What?
You know, I'm sticking with you. Cause I'm made out of glue. Mo, look at me. Look at me.
Mo continues with the op.
Anything that you might do, I'm gonna do too.
Enjoy.
You held up her stagecoach in the rain.
In the rain.
Thank you, Dr. Valentine. And I'm doing the same.
I'm sticking with you because I'm made out of glue.
Mo completes the sutures as blood flows through a pipe and back into Jessica.
BP up. She's stabilizing.
Mo looks at Johnny and nods with gratitude. Michael to Orla.
Why didn't you tell me?
I don't know. I felt humiliated, maybe.
How long?
A few months.
Didn't have anything to do with us.
Because of one kiss?
Yeah, but what a kiss.
True. But sorry, no. Although it was probably the beginning of the end.
And the baby?
Not his. Brief encounter at work. Very brief. Can you believe it after all this time? Anyway, he's having one. With her. I guess he told you. I can't blame him, really. After a while, you keep trying and failing and it just pollutes everything. We were miserable. He had to get out, and we both did.
So what now?
I don't want a baby on my own. I'm 40 bloody seven. It's not how it's supposed to happen.
So you're going to give up the one thing you wanted most just because you got to do it on your own?
Say it like it is, why don't you?
I don't know. You know, I never knew I wanted a baby till we had one. And now, they're the one thing in the world that makes me feel there's a point to it all.
All the eights.
Just think about it, okay?
The thing is, it was a 50-foot drop. I just think I lost my footing.
Oh, my.
I kept saying to her, come here. Good girl, come here. Just when I thought I had her,
You really don't have to.
She had these big blue eyes and a gorgeous ginger colour.
Chantel considers this. Michael sees Eddie handing an envelope to Hansen.
Gathering the evidence?
I already have yours, I believe. I haven't had a chance to look at it yet.
Yeah, I think you will be pleasantly surprised.
How so?
I'm playing the long game, not the blame game.
Meaning?
No finger pointing. Isn't that what you want?
I want to be able to gather the facts and make an informed decision so that I can try to prevent tragedies such as this from ever happening again. Strange as it may sound, I want the truth. I'll leave you to it.
As he walks off, Hansen passes Orla, who's being pushed in a wheelchair. She smiles at Michael. Mo to Johnny.
We did it.
We sure did.
Want to go tell her dad the good news?
You're the one who pulled it off.
Shut up. Heads up.
Well, I can tell by your beaming faces that you've gone ahead and performed a bloodless operation.
Look, Jack.
Don't call me Jack. I can only assume that the shine will wear off when you're facing the mother of all lawsuits and a father who has to tell his daughter that he let her down. Best of luck with that, guys.
Jack strides off.
You know what? You are going to make a great mother.
Thank you.
That plays another time, huh?
Yeah. I would have held on to you.
Oh, I don't know if I'd wish that on you.
Stop torturing yourself. You couldn't have saved him. You tried everything.
I'm not too sure about that.
Michael, don't go there. Don't let the politics and all the power games swallow you up. I know you, and you would do anything for your patients. Time and time again, anything. It's not even like you have a choice in the matter. It's just who you are. Promise me you'll never change.
Michael watches as she's wheeled away on her bed. Mo and Johnny are walking towards Jessica's room.
I don't know, is honesty the best policy? Sorry, I forgot who I was asking.
I'd say let's just wing it.
Yeah, you would do.
Bow to the master.
Yeah, right.
Okay. You tell him then, smarty pants.
Thanks.
You're the registrar.
Yeah, and you owe me.
You what? You owe me?
She's awake.
Oh, we are shafted.
Hey, sitting up already. That's what we like to see. Past healer.
Thank you for everything. So, in theatre?
A few bumps in the road, but all's well that ends well.
She was looking after me. I told you.
You did?
I knew you'd keep your promise.
Mo's smile fades when she sees David glowering at her. To Chantel.
A kitten.
He had her, lost his footing, and dropped her.
Don't cats land on their feet?
She did. And? He landed on top of her.
You mean he crushed her?
Mm-hmm.
You're kidding me.
That is priceless.
Oh, come on, it is sad.
Yes, it certainly is.
Oh, I think it's sweet. Men who like pets are meant to like babies.
Oh.
He asked me out.
Oh, that's lovely. Go for it. Just make sure you take a crash helmet.
Then again, he did kill a kitten.
Not intentionally.
But what if he never gets over it? What if I never get over it?
Yeah, good point. You're doomed.
Do you think so?
Oh, absolutely. Move on. As tragic as it is, let it go.
Yeah. Yeah, You're right. It's very sad, but it's the right thing to do. Thanks. I'm glad we had this chat.
Chantelle goes.
That's why we love her.
In Hansen's office.
Come in. Ah, Mr. Spence, perfect timing. I was just about to read your...
I think you'll find that this is a far more comprehensive overview.
I see.
Do you mind if I...
Michael takes back his first envelope.
Take care now.
Then he goes. Outside, he sees George walking along the corridor.
Hey, Vince. I'll see you around, yeah?
Mo and Johnny are leaving work for the day when they stop to look at David speaking on his mobile.
Nothing yet?
Nothing.
You reckon we got away with it?
I don't know, but I can't take much more of this cloak and dagger stuff.
Well, I wouldn't...
It's work. I'm trying to get back into the swing of things.
I'll get straight to the point. I need to know what you're going to tell Jessica.
Nothing.
Nothing?
What would be the point? Don't get me wrong, I don't agree with what you did. But who am I to judge you? I'm the one with the crisis of faith.
David goes, and Johnny waits to hear the verdict from Mo.
So?
Better get on to the Law Society. Jack's gonna have a field day.
Oh, no, you're kidding. Oh, so he's gonna go ahead and sue even...
Mo's mischievous expression.
Oh, you cow.
I'm sticking with you. Because I'm made out of glue. Anything that you might do, I'm gonna do too.
You held up a stagecoat in the rain.
In the rain!
I'm doing the same.